It is 17 minutes after 8 a.m. I turn the other mic on, but not my own. Go figure how that is. I guess I figure I'm loud enough. I don't need my own microphone. But we have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a hot minute since you've been in.
It has.
You've been avoiding us.
I have. Not on purpose.
No, but we've had other troopers come down and we still get our safety message out, and that's what's important, is helping people be safe on the roadways.
Yes, it is. So I'm glad that other people were able to help fill in for me while I was busy off doing other things.
The job of a lieutenant is never over.
It is not. I have my hands in many baskets, so sometimes I have to go do other things.
And speaking of other things, before we get into our safety part, if you are considering being a trooper, Lieutenant Perrin will be at the job fair at Harvest Ridge today, along with Trooper Pham, to talk about your opportunities.
Yes, we'll be there for a couple hours. So come on down, talk with us if you're interested in even anything with the Highway Patrol. We have electronic technicians, we have dispatchers, we have anything that you could think of, pretty much have it.
You want to fly a helicopter?
Yep, within the Highway Patrol and the Ohio Department of Public Safety, for that matter. So come on down and talk with us, and hopefully we'll be able to answer any questions that you have.
So now that we got that part of the discussion out of the way, let's talk safety. We had a little reminder that winter is coming the other day. Thankfully, it wasn't as bad in our area as it was in some, like South Bend, Indiana, got totally just dumped on.
Yeah, even Northern Ohio had
in the snow belt. Yeah. This is why I don't live in the snow belt.
And it never fails with that first snow that people forgot how to drive from the last winter, which was only, 4 months ago, it seems.
Right.
With our very short summer. But no, as with anything, just slow down and understand that your vehicle isn't going to have the same amount of traction on snow as it would on dry pavement, and increase your following distances, slow down on curves and turns, and make sure that you're driving safe. I was actually thinking about it on the way here, and I think one of the biggest things that we forget are those little nuances, like letting your foot off the gas when you're going over a bridge because those bridges ice before anything else because of the air going above and below it. So those are going to ice. So just letting off the gas when you're going over that bridge.
And the last thing you want to do is fly off of that bridge. That's a nightmare
to keep from having your wheels spin when you go over the bridge, other than how you want them to. So, just little things like that, little safety tips that you can remind yourself of.
And things like not using your cruise control when it's snowy out.
Even when it's raining out. I don't use my cruise control when there's any type of inclement weather, because you want to be able to feel on that gas pedal what your car is doing, and let off the gas if you need to.
And it's, you're more instinctual in driving with your foot than, oh my gosh, I got to push a button to make the cruise control stop or whatever. So
yes,
just little things, making sure you have good tires, good wipers, windshield washer fluid.
Yes. Do not drive on racing slicks in the winter. That's not good.
So. Should be driving on slicks, period.
Exactly. Yeah, just make sure your tires are good, they're inflated how they should be, and that you've got plenty of traction and stuff. And the biggest thing is slow down. I know we're always in a hurry. We're Americans. We gotta be first.
Go.
Yeah, if you're not first, you're last. So hurry up.
Ricky Bobby.
We gotta hurry up and get there. So give yourself extra time, plan ahead, and
clean
slow down.
Your windows off.
Yeah, clean your windows off.
And your headlights and your taillights, so you can see.
Yes.
That little circle is not enough.
No. So, yeah, make sure you're planning ahead for your trip.
It's all about being prepared.
Yep.
Along with slowing down. You should be slowing down anyway. I don't know about anybody else, but I about got me a buck this morning.
Oh, I saw one on the way here. It was at least 10.
Mine was only about probably 8 or so, but he was moving.
I was half tempted to take the day off just when I passed by there and go, hey, can I hunt on your property real quick?
I saw something.
No big deal. I just got to check this thing out back there. But no, it was a pretty decent one on the way in here. And that also brings us to our point. This is Deer Safety Month as well. So make sure. I think a customer may have talked about it when he was down here, but make sure you're watching for the deer because
they're there.
Yeah, it's we're right in the middle of prime hunting season and the deer are moving. So make sure you're watching out for the deer as well. Make sure you're not swerving and pressing on the brakes to avoid a deer, because we get a lot of crashes. People are swerving to avoid deer in the roadway. If you're going to hit it square.
And Trooper Custer said you should not close your eyes and scream.
Do not do what Melissa does when she sees a deer.
I did not know. I was very aware this morning. Thank you. Okay. I was like, and that's why if any of your cookies are broke, I apologize, because they flew off the seat with the brakes.
Small steps. But no, wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Make sure you're paying attention. Slow down.
That's it. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
And don't forget, come see us at Harvest Ridge today. We'll be there, I think, 9 o'clock is when we're going to start there. So make sure you come on by and say hi. And if you have any questions about anything that we do, or even if you just want to say hey, come and stop by.
There really are nice people.
We are.
As he says that, as stoic as possible. Yes. Well, thank you so much for stopping in and chatting with us here this morning. We've got some more tunes here because, you know, we are in the ADM, so we can jam a little for our ADM jam session. That is Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Now we got Fleetwood Mac with Don't Stop on WKLM.